You are listening to another Money Halakha class.
Welcome to the video from MoneyHalakha.com. Today we're discussing a question of receiving a letter or a package on Shabbos. The question is whether or not you're allowed to benefit from the melacha that the goy did in order to get that package to you on Shabbos. The question is brought up in a sefer called Commerce and Shabbos by Rabbi Yosef Kushner. And he brings over here is that the halakha is that we're not allowed to get benefit from melacha that was done for a Jew by a goy on Shabbos. Even if the Jew did not instruct the goy to do the melacha, we are still not allowed to benefit from that melacha. There's two reasons brought down. One is because to protect the sanctity of Shabbos, the Rabbanim ushered the use of that melacha, getting benefit from it. The second reason why is because the Rabbanim were afraid that if we allow a person to benefit from melacha that was done for a Jew, even without them asking for it, the Jewish people may come to actually ask a goy to do something directly on Shabbos, which we spoke about earlier, is an Isser of Amir La'akum. So in order to protect them from coming to an Amir La'akum, they did not allow a person to get benefit from that malacha. So in this case over here, where a person gets a package or a letter on Shabbos, what is the case? There is sometimes that you're not allowed to use the item until the end of Shabbos, and sometimes you even have to wait a little bit after Shabbos. There's something called Kedesh Ya'asa, is that we make you wait a little bit longer so that you don't benefit from the time that it was used for the goy to get the item to you. For example, if the goy had to spend an extra 10 minutes to get the package to your house, then that means that there was an extra 10 minutes of melacha done specifically for the Jewish person. So you'd actually have to wait till 10 minutes after Shabbos ended to get benefit from the item. We're going to discuss which cases you can use right away, which case you have to wait till after Shabbos, and which case you have to wait even after Shabbos, the amount of time. So he brings over here is that when it comes to a letter or a printed publication type, something like that, where it just comes by itself and you don't order it, right? We're not talking about a newspaper or magazine subscription. That's something else which you're going to have to deal with in another video. We already spoke about ordering newspapers, but we're not talking about actually usually using newspapers. That's going to be a separate video. In regards to this, he's talking about a friendly letter or something like a printed thing that comes in the mail which you didn't order. He says over here is that most of the posts can allow a letter to be read on Shabbos. Why? It's because number one, you don't really tell a person to send you a letter, so we're not worried about you coming to tell a goy to do a malacha for you again in another case. As well, is that it's not really considered a benefit of getting a malacha from the goy did by reading a letter. So those poskim, most of them say that would be allowed to read a letter that came in on Shabbos. However, according to Mishnah Berurah, does say that there are poskim which hold that it is called getting a benefit, and therefore it would be the best to wait till the end of Shabbos in order to use to read that letter on Shabbos. The next thing we're going to be speaking about is, but you wouldn't have to wait till the extra period of time after Shabbos. All poskim would agree is that immediately at the end of Shabbos, you would be allowed to read that letter. One important note he says over here is that when the mailman or someone delivers that letter, he should be told to put it down first and then he should pick it up. I'm not going to get into the reason why, but they should put it down first. Now, if the item is an item that is of use, such as clothing or toys, and it's received on Shabbos, so those things you will for sure be getting a benefit from, and the goy did do a specific malacha, like they drove in order to get the item to you, so we see that a goy did a malacha for the Jew on Shabbos, so therefore in such a case you'd have to wait this time of Kedesh Ya'asa, like we're saying. So if the goy had to drive an extra 5 minutes out of the way to get to your house to drop off that package, then you'd have to wait an extra 5 minutes. We don't worry about all of the time that it was sent from the warehouse, because usually there's other packages for goyim that are also in there. So there was other work done for goyim, so we're not worried about that amount of time. We're only worried about the amount of time that was done specifically, the melacha that was done for the Jew. Also, another thing he brings over here is that it's only in a case where it was a non-Jewish person who sent you the item, or a non-Jewish company, or a non-religious Jew. Those are people that were worried that you could actually come to tell them to do a malacha on Shabbos. However, if the person who sent the item, where it originated, and it was sent, and it arrived to you on Shabbos, it came from a Jewish person who keeps Shabbos, then you would be allowed to use the item right away, is because we're not worried about you telling a religious person to send something to you on Shabbos, because he would never listen to you and send it on Shabbos. So in this case where it's a used item and it comes to you on Shabbos, the time that you have to wait till after Shabbos, the amount of time that it comes to you, is in a case where it's not a religious Jew, you'd have to wait that amount of time. In case the item is urgently needed, such as clothing for Shabbos, then there is a case where you would be able to use it and you wouldn't have to wait till the end of Shabbos. That's in a case where the sender, the person you bought it from, was paid a set shipping fee, or if the fee was included in the sale price of the item. In such a case, we say that the goy is not doing the malacha for the Jew, rather he's doing the malacha for himself in order to complete the sale. In such a cases, you would be allowed to use the item right away on Shabbos. And in all these cases, everything we spoke today, which is a lot of information, a person should speak it over with a competent halakhic authority to make sure that everything is correctly done properly. Thanks and have a good Shabbos.